You're welcome back to part two of Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. That was Tar Anous, A Spirit Nave, and it's taken from a CD from Lough Derg, which was very kindly sent to me by Father La Flynn. Now, my next guest this morning is Reverend Cliff Jeffers. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for joining us. Now, today is Back to Church Sunday. What is that all about?
Well, Back to Church Sunday is an opportunity for people to come back to church if they haven't been for a long time. Or even maybe have never been.
Okay, and is it an annual event?
It is. It's something that started in the Diocese of Manchester, and we've just picked it up, I suppose, in Ireland the last number of years.
Okay, and is it just for Church of Ireland, or do other churches get involved as well?
Any church could take it on as a project, but it's not something you just kind of announce and do. It involves the congregation inviting people to come.
Okay, so
to church.
So how long have you been preparing for this?
We would have started, I suppose, just before the summer, or May, that sort of time, and just made people aware that we'd be doing this at the end of September and start thinking about and praying about who they might be able to invite to come to church. And it could be somebody from their own family or somebody from the existing church community that may not have been for a while, an opportunity just to come back, or other people who maybe had kind of might be curious about what our church is about and might like to come along and see.
And when people come on, I suppose, later today, will they notice a difference, or, you know, are they welcomed in a particular way by yourself and by other parishioners? How does it actually work on the day?
Okay. Well, the service will be more or less the same as it will be any Sunday, because we didn't want to put on something that was, you know, come along this Sunday and see what we do, but it's not what we do, it's something different.
Okay.
But we do have one style of worship we do is slightly more informal, and it'll be that kind of style of worship. It won't be Eucharistic either, and there won't be Holy Communion, so the kind of complication over whether people can receive Communion or not won't be an issue. But people will come in, come to the church. Hopefully they'll be brought by a friend, but they can just come on their own too. And they'll be kind of shown a seat, or, you know, welcomed at the door and brought in, given somewhere to sit, and be welcomed and be part of the worshipping community that day.
And a cup of tea afterwards?
Yep. We have a lovely parish centre behind the church here in Athy, and we'll go back there for a cup of tea and a chat, and we may have some activities for the kids to keep them amused as well if people come as families. We'll have a few games going in the hall for them as well, while the parents can have a chat and the kids can have some juice and bickies as well.
Now, if people are listening this morning and maybe they don't know someone who could have invited them, can they just arrive at the church?
Of course, yeah. And in our group of parishes, there's four churches. So we have Fonstown, which is on the Dublin Road out of Athy, which will be at 9:30, and then Kilberry on the Monstrevin Road, also at 9:30, and then Kilkee Church, just by the gates of the castle, which will be at 11, and the Athy Church is at 11 as well.
Okay.
And then just come along.
Now, I assume the invitation, or the hope, is that the invitation that's extended to people for Back to Church Sunday would extend then to every Sunday thereafter.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love people to keep coming on if they want to, but a lot of people, it's just curiosity, you know, maybe what does a Church of Ireland service like, what's the worship like, what are the people like, so it's just an opportunity for people to come, and also even for members of our own congregation who maybe just have kind of fallen away from coming, which is true for the Church of Ireland as much as for any other church. It's kind of like an opportunity to come back, and nobody will be saying, oh, you're back today, or whatever, you know. It'll be just an opportunity for people to be able to come.
Okay, and what sort of a response do you get to this event? I mean, I know it's only been run for the last couple of years, but is there a noticeable response to something like this?
Well, it's for us as a parish, it's our first time doing it.
Okay,
but across the churches that have done it in the past, they've typically seen on the day a 38% increase of people coming to church. But that can vary, you know. It depends on it really depends on the people of the church getting down and actually going to invite someone.
Yeah,
and if they don't take that on, then, well, there won't be a difference, if you know what I mean.
And have you any sense of that, for example, 38% of what figure that would translate to for the Sundays after that? You know, some people just come, as you say, out of curiosity and might not come again, but is there a sense that people do come and come and stay?
Yeah, there would be, because it's kind of, for some people, it's an icebreaker, but I don't actually have the details of that.
Sure.
hand, I'm afraid.
Yeah. And how are attendance numbers for you in general? How are practice levels in Atai for the Church of Ireland?
When someone asks that question, they usually say that we kind of, there's kind of like a third, you could try divide it into three. There's of the community that say the Church of Ireland, a third probably don't come very much at all. A third would come occasionally, and a third would be very regular.
Yeah.
And in the Thai church on a Sunday, typically there'd be about 100 people. And then in the other churches, it'd be between maybe 10 and 20. But they're small, they're kind of country churches.
And is it a thing that people like to be asked? I mean, there's probably a lot of people who might like to come back but are feel awkward or feel uncomfortable. And is it something, you know, is one of the solutions as simply as inviting them, asking them, making them feel welcome and not making them feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, I think a lot of people just are waiting for that invitation to be invited along because, you know, they either got out of the practice of it or maybe they feel, well, maybe it's not my church, I can't go there. But yet, if they're someone from that church who they know, or someone who's a friend of theirs or a relation, ask them to come along. It's much easier for them to come. And also, it would be, people can just come, as we talked about, but also it's easier if somebody's coming with someone. You know, they kind of come in the door and they're with a friend or a family member.
And they know where to sit and they can...
Yeah, well, yeah. We're working on that one over the years. So people often have traditional places they sit, but I think nowadays people can just sit anywhere.
Yeah. And did you miss the ploughing this year in Atai?
I was Monday's my day off and I was coming home from being away for the day. And I was coming home thinking to myself, wow, no ploughing this year. Because we had it 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
So we did miss it, but maybe it'll be back again.
Events like the ploughing are very important as well for faith groups. And I know you did last year especially was a particularly interesting year on the ecumenical stand. But those events are very important as well. It's as important for churches to be out in the community as well as inviting people inside the four walls of the church, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, traditionally church has always been, you know, go to the building. But I think more and more now church is becoming recognised as being the people of God who want to do something for God in their lives. It doesn't have to be inside the four walls of the building. And I think the more we kind of get our heads around that and start helping people to worship God in other ways, I think we might get ourselves a little bit further forward.
Yeah, and did you notice an impact from the ploughing? Did you notice, you know, yourselves in the parish reaping the benefits from being there out and about with people at the ploughing?
I think not directly. I think the ploughing was more an awareness of that the church is here and the church is here to serve you. And in the ploughing especially, it was set up as an ecumenical venture to be there as a place of prayer and also just for people to wander in and, you know, just see what the churches were doing. And it was... with the Church of Ireland Church, with the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church and the Methodist Church together last year, which was quite interesting. But there was, I wouldn't say there was a direct, we didn't have extra people in church the following Sunday or whatever. But then again, the ploughing was for the whole country, it wasn't just for
Atai. Yeah. Now, back to Church Sunday today, just remind us of the four churches and the times of the different services.
Sure. The four churches in our group of parishes, or union of parishes, is Fonstown, which is on the Dublin Road, about 6 miles outside of Atai. And that service is at 9:30. Kilberry, which is in the village of Kilberry, 3 miles out of the Monastrevin Road, is at 9:30. Kilkee Church, which is on the Castle Dermot Road near Kilkee Castle, is at 11. And then Atai Church on the Carla Road in Atai is at 11 also.
Okay, and all are welcome today. Thank you so much for joining us. We have to leave it there this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
That was Reverend Cliff Jeffers from the Church of Ireland in Atai, and this is Sleep Song.